Time to test Kelly on her
dude knowledge.
That's right, Kelly. How you feeling about this?
I mean, on my dude scale, I don't know if I'm at my dudest.
You're not at your dudest. You know what I should do? I should send you or give you a packet of the dude wipes that I have.
No. I think we're good.
You think we're good?
My husband would like for you to say, no, sir. I would like to stay. I want my wife to stay feminine. Thanks.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. But dude wipes are good. They're good for either feminine or masculine. It doesn't matter.
I'm good. Thanks, though.
All right, so we're going to test Kelly on her dude knowledge. These are all questions that are steeped in men and things that are geared towards guys.
Okay.
Things guys would typically gravitate towards. You ready? Question one. Geddy Lee throwing out the first pitch at the Toronto Blue Jays LA Dodgers game. What famous band is he a member of?
Is that Rush?
That is Rush. Good job.
Look at that. My husband's a big Rush fan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was like, wow. I was surprised. Good job, Kelly.
Right. You thought you were going to throw me off with that first one, right?
Good job.
Typically you would, but yeah.
Yep. What does having a V8 engine mean?
That is horsepower. Vroom, vroom. How fast? What? What does the V stand for? Is that what you're asking?
It's eight cylinders. It means it's eight cylinders arranged in a V shape in the engine.
Oh, okay, great. Right. But so also horsepower, right? That determines how fast and how peppy the car goes, right? You give me half a point.
It helps for high performance and power, yes.
Yes,
but specifically, it's the V shaped cylinders.
You could ask me a V8 slow or fast. I would say fast. Powerful.
Question three, dude knowledge.
I get a half a point on that.
What beer boasts it as the champagne of beers?
The champagne of beers. Stella Artois? I don't know beers. I don't drink beer.
Every guy would know this. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Oh, okay.
The champagne of beers. Come on, Kelly. All right. So far, you've gotten one right.
Yeah, the dude factor's not high today.
All right. Dude knowledge. Question four. How many offensive football players are there on the field at the same time?
11.
Oh, good job.
Oh.
I was surprised, too. I was just as surprised as you are that you got that right.
Right.
Wow.
Yay me.
Good job, Kelly. All right.
If you were going to ask me to name offensive players, I'm done.
No. Just how many? Okay. You did great.
Thank you.
All right. The last question. This is
By the way, I know the quarterback is an offensive player.
Yes.
Right? Offense scores the points.
Kelly, no one likes a show off.
Okay, I'm just showing you I have a little knowledge.
All right. Last question, dude knowledge.
Yeah.
Another name for the standard reef knot is obviously a...
A standard reef knot?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the more common name for a reef knot? That's very standard knowledge for any guy.
Is this for people with boats? I don't understand. Is this Boy Scout knowledge?
What?
I was a brownie, if so.
What's another name for the reef knot is what I'm asking.
Reef knot sounds like a nautical term. Another name for a reef knot.
Mm-hmm.
A slip knot. Also a
Square knot. Very simple.
Because it looks like a square.
Square knot. Oh. And when you tie it, it kind of looks like a square.
Is this boat knowledge? Is this for boaters?
It's just standard knot knowledge, Kelly.
It's standard knot knowledge?
Yeah, don't
Did
you know?
Did anybody else know standard. The standard knot
yes,
knowledge?
Yes, of course. All guys would know the
guys,
standard knot
okay,
knowledge.
All guys know the standard knot knowledge. Okay.
All right.
So you don't have to have a boat to know that
Two out of five today, Kelly. 2 out of 5. All right.
Is this segment just simply geared to make me feel stupid? Because consistently,
no, there's plenty of things on this show that are geared to make you feel stupid.
Yes.
It's not just this.
Oh, you're right.
You're right. That was great. All right, there you go. A little dude knowledge there for you, Kelly. Good job. Josh, you have a problem with my knot question.
Ben, I wanted to inform you that a reef knot is actually a boating term.
Yeah, it's also a square knot. That was the question. Yes,
but you also said that it is common dude knowledge, which it is not. That is a boating term completely.
Well, a reef knot and a square knot are fairly standard knots in the knotting world.
No, they're not. My son is in Scouts, and my wife is actually looking at the Scout handbook right now. And a reef knot is not mentioned in the scouting handbook. So, no, that is not common knowledge.
She is not right.
That does not
take away from the fact that a reef knot and a square knot are the same thing. That was the question.
But he scoffs at your statement that everyone knows that.
They might be close to the same, but it is a nautical term on a boat.
All right.
Thank you. It is specialized knowledge, not everyone knows right. That is the point.
You know what? Doesn't matter. She still got it wrong.
All right. Later.
All right. See you, man.
Don't you trollolo him. He was just rolling in to support point that not everybody knew that.
Does everyone have to have a problem with every stinking question I ask on this program?
This week, yes. That has been a common theme. Listen, we're just trying to hold you to a higher standard. Just do better.
Hold me to a higher standard.
Do better. Make sure that your, quote, dude knowledge is more widespread. Commonplace. Don't you trouble about me.
Can't hear you, Kelly. Can't hear you. Taylor texting and Ben being roasted 2 days in a row on questions has me rolling. Yeah. What is it? What is it with this?
Listen, you know what? They root for the underdog. That's what it is. I'm always the underdog in this equation. No. Because then that game, I am the underdog, being that I'm not a dude.
Uh-huh.
People love an underdog story. They want to see the underdog triumph.
They want to see the underdog triumph. Well, you have one fan. His name is Josh.
Thank you, Josh. And his wife, who is literally going through the Boy Scout handbook.
I'm an Eagle Scout. I know knots. Not your standard. It's fine.
Wait. Is that Eagle Scout versus Boy Scout? Like, is that shade that you're throwing at?
I'm an Eagle Scout.
I don't know more. See, again, not common knowledge.
K-N-O-T.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, anyways, we're going to get to a... what are we doing? We're going to get to a feel-good story coming up.
Yes, feel-good story. Just bring it back around. And this is
Jenny said, oh, man, Kelly, I normally have your back, but this guy came in hot, so... I got to go with Ben on this one.
Wait, because you thought he was too aggressive with him? Listen, he was just defending the underdog.
He was way too aggressive. I my feelings got a little hurt. And so...
I love it.
That's funny.
I love everything that's happening here.